Good morning, and we're learning Chayodim, the Klalches. We're holding by Simon Yud Aleph. The topic over here is the issue. We know there's a Gemara in Megiddin which says a rule based on a Pasuk. It says, Al-Pi HaDvarim Ho'elam, Karatit Chabris, so Chazal Darshan, that something which is part of the Torah, which is Baal Peh, cannot be Biksav. And we know the Gemara says that because of Eis Lasses Lashem, Everet Teresecha, because of the need of the moment, they were matter to take Tarshit Baal Peh and put it written down. It shouldn't be lost to Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara also learns from this Pasuk that the Rav Moshe Biksav, Yatol Rishar Larmer Baal Peh. Things which are written Biksav, you cannot say them Baal Peh, you have to say them from the side of a Sefer. Now the question, of course, comes up in regards to davening. In many different places, we seem to be saying part of davening in Baal Peh. And the question is, how do we understand that which we're doing, that we're saying davening Baal Peh? This is the question which he deals with. Now, there are multiple answers given in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef understands that this Isser is because Dor Moshe Biksav, it's not just Xeris HaKosav, it's because there are many things learned from the way the word is written. It's written Mole, it's written Chaser, there's Kri and there's Ksiv. And if you'd say Baal Peh, you're going to lose all of those drushes. So that's the reason why it's Aser. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim whether this is an Isser Deraisa. This is a real Lima Deraisa, it's only the Rabbanon. But either way, it's definitely a problem. But there's a Tosis in Temura. The Tosis asks the question, how do we say Mizmor and Baal Peh? We say Tilim Baal Peh. So Tosis gives one answer that maybe it only applies to the Isser, only applies to Chumash and not to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Tosis challenges that. Many people say the Oz Yashir Baal Peh, Kriya Shema Baal Peh. So Tosis says it's only if you're being mercy to somebody else. So that this Isser of being is only applies when you're mercy to somebody else. That is one answer. Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi in the Morin Gittin says that it doesn't apply if it's sugar b'fiakol, it's something which is well known, it's people are accustomed to it. The argument being that we're familiar by that point in time with the Kri and the Ksiv and the Moli and the Chaser, etc. So therefore, this doesn't apply. There's a machlokes between the Ramah and Dargei Moshe and the Bach if this heter applies when this person is familiar with these Pesukim Baal Peh, but people in general are not familiar. The Bach says it applies even if only this person is familiar, but people in general are not familiar. And the Ramah, however, says it's only Mutter, it's Shagar B'fi HaKarl, it's something which is commonly well known, and not if it's just known to this individual. Okay, with that background, let's see the Sif. Let's see the Simon. Even though something which is written b'ksav, you cannot say baal peh. Because welcome called over harago b'shagar b'fi hakol, kagan parshas atamid uberchas kahanim mekriyishma b'shiras hayam mutar l'rma baal peh. But the parts of Torah which are very well known, uberchas kahanim, parshas atamid, kriyishma, shiras hayam, you may say them baal peh. So here the Chayadim follows the criteria of the Ramah, that it's only mutter if it's something which is well known to people in general, not to this individual person. But something which is not well known to people in general, even if this individual is familiar with it, he should not say it baal peh. It's preferable, it's proper. He doesn't say that it's mamash aser, like he's going to say in a moment. But once it comes to mutzi acher, then definitely it's going to be a problem. So what he's really indicating over here is that he's sort of relying on the opinion of Tosis. He can't tell you it's aser if it's shug, this person is familiar with it and other people are not familiar with it, because even though we don't have the heter of Rashi according to the Ramah, you still have the heter of Tosis that he's not being mitzi other people. Therefore the Chayadim says, but if you're being mitzi other people, then it's going to be a problem, and that's definitely going to be a problem no matter what. We don't have the Tosis to rely on that situation. And therefore he says, in that situation, a person cannot say it Baal Peh, the Kuli Alma. One application of this we'll talk about Bezeshem in the next year.